Trash the Cash Podcast, episode 76. I'm Dave, the NC Picker, and with me, as always, is Carrie, Bags of Money, Kevin, Bags the Commonwealth Picker. This is all wrong. Carrie is in the wrong. There we go. Kevin, the Commonwealth Picker, Carrie,
so
American
power.
Arbitrage,
so
and Chris, not Froggy Flips over there.
Hold
somewhere.
My hand, Chris.
Dave said Chris, something very provocative right before he hit the live.
I would never do
very,
such a
yes,
thing.
Yes. And I am wearing pants. Good. Thank you very much, Dave.
Listen, it's good to get like the laugh right at the beginning because then they're like, oh, we missed out on something awesome.
The joke.
Yeah, and they did. They missed out on a great joke.
That I know for sure.
Now, Chris, not Froggy Flips, I'm glad to see you're following in Carrie's footsteps and not using this platform to promote yourself in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what you do. I mean, do you have a YouTube channel or something? You're just not Froggy Flips. That's all I know for sure.
That's all people call me all the time.
Really? Just not like, Froggy Flips.
And I'm just like,
because of the beard and the look, you know.
Yeah, but his is red. Because
and neither of them you can
see. A soulless ginger. And I think he's like a foot shorter than me. I think I'm the tallest one on this podcast right now.
How tall are you, Chris? How tall are you?
6'1" with shoes on.
Yeah, I'm like huge. I'm 6'1" with like six inch stilettos, which I do wear often, believe it or not.
Friday nights,
Vegas,
he's 6'1" on Friday nights. Yeah, yep. Okay. So, do you have like a channel or something?
I do have a YouTube channel. I'm just not active on it because I stream like 18 hours a week on Whatnot.
Yeah,
really?
Whatnot's hottest celebrity right now, dude.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Chris,
interesting.
Flip the world, TX. You're a fool. No, I mean that lovingly.
I am a fool.
But if people did want to find you on YouTube, I'm trying really hard to get you to say your channel name.
Oh,
here.
Just Instagram.
Just
you know,
Flip
whatever,
the World.
Something.
Flip the World TX on Instagram and Flip the World TX on Whatnot and everything else. Because
people get mad if we go a
Pinterest?
Whole show, like an hour into a show, and never mention what people do, like, or who they are. They get mad. So I'm trying to make sure that you know.
Yeah, there was a lot of people on the Easy episode that just thought he was selling timeshares, and he wasn't. He is a full-time Amazon person, and he rehashes old YouTube videos.
Yeah. I'm joking.
I like him.
When I tried to do YouTube, I was pretty much only about how to survive the Goodwill bins, and then just show people the stuff that we were finding there.
And then provocative, you know.
Yeah, and then film
dumpster
like,
fire videos.
Foot finders.
Exactly.
Are you in Vegas?
Yeah.
Me? No, Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. See, I go in knowing nothing about anyone. That's
it's
my goal.
It's the Vegas
on this
of
show.
Texas, as we all know. It's the Vegas of Texas.
How do you feel, Chris? I got to ask you a personal question. How do you feel about following the most watched Trash to Cast episode of all time? How do you feel
all time
about following it
ever?
Yeah, last episode.
You are.
Off
I mean,
the show. You put podcast. Yeah, we're like 10,000 people. Why is there 10,000 people listening to this?
I don't know. It's
usually
a big mistake, and I'm sure most of them 8, aren't here this time.
Views on YouTube? That's
I know.
Crazy.
I checked that out. It was wild,
days.
Man.
And the podcast side of it's going, and there's going to be – this is a first 10,000 view slash listen video in a week ever.
I got recognized at Kroger's, and partially because I didn't pay for food the previous time, but I think it was also because of the podcast.
They caught you walking around just eating fruit.
It's out there ready to eat.
So Chris,
they locked me out of our account, Carrie. Can you just hit the 73 on your phone to verify it's me?
See,
I always do that to me.
I want everybody to listen to that.
Yeah.
Do you see who has the verification code?
Yeah.
Carrie.
Whose account it is? Let's talk about money. And every time they mention this nonsense about me not paying them, I'm going to timestamp. Was this 4 minutes into?
Well,
oh my
no,
gosh,
the
guys.
Really crazy thing.
Rockstar Flipper is selling everything, guys. He's selling everything. Rockstar Flipper. Just FYI.
Oh, okay.
Just popped up on my thing.
Special news bulletin.
Is that the
there?
News bulletin.
Is that the hair
it's all
plugs
gone.
Guy with the BMW and whatever?
What did you call him?
The hair
the
plugs guy with the
he
BMW.
Plugs. He's bald, isn't he?
Dude, look how bald I'm getting. It's
but
getting depressing,
have,
guys.
I mean, we're all old.
Yeah.
We're all old.
I stopped in the middle of a Flipper episode the other day just to comment on a white mustache hair. Like, I just totally disrupted the flow.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, look, guys, a white mustache
too.
Hair.
You have next to none. You're fine.
I have quite a few. Well, Callie comes over and rips them out if I ever get any. She's like, Dad, you have a white hair. And she'll pull out like 30 hairs with it.
Oh.
My job here is to refocus on reselling. So, Chris, do the most unique reselling. Matter of fact, Reezy mentioned you. He mentioned you in the podcast 2 weeks ago. You hear that?
Oh, yeah. He did.
He's like, you know that Chris that
congratulations.
The world guy? I can't remember what he said, but he said something about the best hustle in the world or something like that.
Well, okay, so you're the guy. You're the guy everyone's saying is doing Whatnots from the Bins then?
Yeah, live from the
Bins. You know nothing.
You don't know that?
I know nothing. I'm not on Whatnot all the time. I've heard of your YouTube channel, but I'm not on Whatnot.
Maybe you should care about our guests / friends a little bit more.
That's his.
I think it's better because I can be like the viewer who's learning about him. I think it's good to have a different perspective.
His first claim to fame is being Harry Tornado's tattoo artist, which has got to be a gross job.
Right, at the FlipCon. Okay, that was you.
Actually, the 2021 reseller Instagram.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
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 So. The Goodwill doesn't mind you doing this, like actually streaming. Do they know you're doing it?
Oh yeah, they do. We most of the the manager. In fact, I have a package over there. The manager. Well, there's multiple managers. They wear Flip the World shirts.
He was smart. He went out and got dirt on all of them. He did undercover work to see who they were sleeping with, and then said, "Hey, if you don't let me do this."
He slept with them all. Then he didn't have to do any undercover work.
They didn't want to give it up after that. Whatever Chris wanted after that.
When I was actively, filming YouTube videos, basically every video was about Goodwill. We've kind of built a relationship in Houston. So they would Houston had zero Bins stores. And then all of a sudden we had one. And then within a year we had six. So now we have six Bins locations. So as they kept opening locations, they would contact me and be like, "Hey, we're opening blah, blah, blah. Can you come do a grand opening video?"
What a gig.
Really? That's awesome, man.
Isn't it weird how it's different? Because Carrie's like a criminal when he goes into his.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I pull out my phone, they knock it out. And then it's really a great. Yeah. Vegas is tough.
That's funny because usually during our stream, people are like, "This is crazy that you're able to do this. I get kicked out if I pull out my phone to look up sold comps." And I'm just like, I don't think anyone can in a business can tell you can't be on your phone, because what if you're taking an emergency call or anything like that? So yeah, I think that those kind of Goodwills, like in Florida for sure, because I know they got a lot of people that are crazy.
So you're that student. I can see you're that student. When I was teaching high school, you'd be the one that pull out their phone and be like, "Oh, I'm checking. There's an emergency call here." When you're really everybody.
Oh, I'd be like, "Oh, hey, I don't know if you know this, Mr. Professor Teacher Man, but school is a waste of time because Google has all the answers."
Amen, bro.
Education is not fun anymore.
You and Dave would have got along. You just know each other well.
Well, we're not that young. First off, I was playing bowling on my calculator. I remember that was a big thing. You could play bowling on your calculator.
I-85.
Yes, Snake.
I had the Nokia cell phone with the exchangeable face plates, and then I'd play Snake. That was the bomb.
They didn't have cell phones. That was
tight. I also had a pager.
They had the brick.
School,
they had the Zach Morris brick phone.
Okay, so you're in the Goodwill. You're streaming for hours. You're buying things. Are you buying them and then auctioning them, or you're auctioning them before you even buy?
No. So me and my wife, we get there at 8, right when they open. The goal is to each get a cart, because they only allow one cart per person. And then I go through my rows. I only dig for an hour. And then I go set up in the corner, and then she continues to dig. We go from 11 to 2:30. That's how long we stream. So she continues to dig while I'm live, and then the chat will tell us "Hey, if you find any Hawaiian dresses," and then she'll see the chat and she'll look for Hawaiian dresses, and we just sell what the people are asking for.
I feel like Goodwill could just hire someone to do this on their own Whatnot account.
you do think that. That's the thing that comes to your mind, but then you have to remember, they also have that Goodwill website where they sell vintage stuff that's failing. They have the other shop, goodwill.com, that's failing. Every venture outside of just having a thrift store or a Bins, Goodwill fails at.
Yeah.
Because
it's actually a great point.
They don't.
So do you do $1 starts, Chris?
At the beginning of the show, I will. But mostly everybody kind of knows we start jeans at $3. We start shoes at, four, purses at $5. Just depends on what the item is. If we get raided by someone more famous, like Harry Tornado raids us.
Harold
Tornado.
I'll
start everything.
I thought it was
dollars,
Horny so. Tornado.
Horny Tornado. Well, okay, so I have a question. How many followers do you have on Whatnot?
Right now, I think 5,700.
Oh, wow. He's better than you, Carrie. So when you, if you do,
not that I'm counting, not that I'm counting.
What is your expectation? 100, 200, 300 people in alive?
We average, we consistently keep 80 or above for the entire 4-hour stream.
Okay. Okay. So like 100.
Wait a minute. I can go back.
Yeah, that's cool.
Dave changed the topic 3 times since the topic I wanted to talk about, which was
your thing
was
boring. Let's go back.
Well, yeah, yours was a little bit.
Then you made the point, then you skipped it. How much?
When you say it's a great point, you realize that's not very humble. When you say it's a great point,
is that goodwill fails at doing things that aren't goodwill, and I think they should learn from that lesson. And I think they're both great points. If they were to hire Chris to do that, it would cost them. Chris's not doing that. He's making way too much money, right? And so they're going to hire somebody who doesn't have that ability.
Doesn't have a personality.
That's the other key thing about Whatnot is if you don't have like some kind of personality,
tattoos,
you're gonna sell on eBay.
So the tattoos, that's why Kevin's getting tatted up. Kevin, for Whatnot.
Kevin and Chris are bonding, bonding on a level me and Dave don't understand.
No, but this is
well, no, I have tattooed myself twice live on Whatnot. I tattooed usernames of people on Whatnot on my body live.
I
paid $125.
Do you share like the needle though? Like everyone gets to use the same needle, like you know, just recycling and such.
Yeah, yeah, I have it all over here. It's the same needle for like the last 15 years.
Never cleaned it.
No.
Well, okay, so this is interesting. Now, Carrie, he can't do that. He goes to the bins, he buys, he takes it home, and then he auctions it. But
yeah,
you were doing it right at the bins, and then Kevin is not doing any Whatnot at all, and I have just gotten back on the Whatnot wagon. So, Kevin, you're kind of the only one left. You're the only outlier not Whatnoting.
I told you. I'm doing one in May.
One a year.
It's not. I'm not. I have nothing against Whatnot. I have nothing against them. I really don't. I don't know. It seems.
It's work. It's work. You're performing.
There's big changes, and one of your big changes could be the Whatnot thing. That could be one of the big changes.
I don't like to rip off my viewers like the three of you do. So, you know, to each his own.
That's fair.
Determine the thing that changes. Go
ahead. What did we get for the money we sent for your shed, by the way? I gave you like $30. I don't know what I got.
I think I gave him $150.
No, you
did not. Yeah, go look at your records, bro. I'll pull it up right now. Buy me a shed, Commonwealth Picker.
Man, I'll tell you what. Nobody
never mind. That's just an adult website now. Someone took that URL.
Brian Big Fun gave $1,000.
Well, you know.
Is his name going to pop up sometime during this?
Yeah, oh, it, that's actually... No, I don't think he's a top-tier Patreon, so we can't say his name, Kevin. Unsay his name.
We cannot say
it. You have to edit that.
Unsaying his name.
Now, we did notice that you are not a top-tier patron, Chris, so let's confront you on that first. But you know who is Carrie? Sales by Tony.
Yes, all my sales are by Tony.
ABC Matt, Biscuit Bush.
I love that guy. Archie.
Parker County Picker. Pearls from the Past. Raise Heck Resell.
Yep.
And Rob Moreau and Tanya Arnold. These are our favorite people.
Dr. Moreau and Tanya.
If you want to be on the island of Dr. Moreau, join in with these patrons. Patreon link is down below.
By the way. That movie made me feel awesome.
Was that the one with the monkeys?
It had Marlon Brando, like when he was 700.
Congo?
Yeah, Marlon Brando with the wise, good stuff. Chris would like that movie. He likes that weird stuff. He likes great music.
He literally just started 1922 before this show, and I was like, it's a weird movie.
I like Chris because he's an old soul like me. He's old. How old are you, Chris?
You're just old, Kevin, not an old soul, but okay, good try.
Last week.
He's 40, and he likes music that's older than the stuff. All right, here you go. Conway Twitty or Waylon Jennings? What do you got?
I've never heard of Waylon Jennings.
I'll take Waylon.
You never heard of Waylon Jennings?
No, I've heard of Conway Twitty from Family Guy. Yeah.
Wasn't it Richie Valens that took his seat in the plane? Wasn't that the story or whatever?
No,
it was
that
like
was
a true story.
That was what's his name?
Buddy Holly. Music died.
That was Buddy Holly.
He was gonna. Oh, that was Buddy Holly. Yeah.
Yeah, they flipped the coin and Buddy. What in the hell is that? Sorry.
Sorry.
That's a little crusty. We call those crusty white dogs, and Kevin is now holding his crusty white dog up to the camera.
One dog being attacked by the other dog. It's making a lot of noise.
So I got the same one right here. There you go.
I had to get this one.
Don't drop any water on that after midnight.
No. Yeah, that's an original, too, so I got to put it up.
I like it. Man, look at that room, y'all. Look at that room. That's nice.
Yeah. my
look at that subtle, subtle flex of packages in the background. That's a subtle, subtle flex.
Last night's whatnot.
So, Chris, are you putting anything on eBay at all anymore? Or does it all go on whatnot?
Only items with a 75% or higher sell-through rate and items over $100.
Okay. Okay.
And so, and will you ever auction any of those off, or do you all take them all to eBay?
I mean, I will. If we keep growing at the pace that we are right now, I have no problem getting
just
stuff.
Just putting them out there.
Putting them out there on whatnot, because I don't usually, I'm a numbers guy, but I don't usually like pregame before I go on a podcast. But I know that you're all mostly huge eBayers, except for Kerry, and then Dave's getting back into whatnot. But on eBay, we were eBay full time for like 2 years. I don't believe in cross listing. I hate Poshmark and Mercari and all that crap. Your average ROI is 28 to 32% on eBay for us, what we sell, and on whatnot it's 57%.
All right, so your average ROI you said was what?
28 to 32% is our return on investment on what we sell, and on whatnot we're now currently right now at 57%.
Wow.
Why though? Good. Like, so you were saying that same item or just more quantity? Like
more quantity. We've basically become virtual wholesalers.
Yeah.
You also gotten rid of the whole investment aspect because you're only buying what you sell.
Our
so
buy
there's
cost
no death
zero.
Pile.
Yeah, and so not only is our buy cost zero, but I've used zero of my money since August 19th because I have.
So you're not sourcing anywhere else. You're only sourcing bins.
Only at the bins.
Now you used to do actual wholesale, as this was ramping up, and that got cut out pretty darn quick, right?
Yeah, COVID kind of shut down. Once they shut down the borders, our import export here in Houston, my guy that we get our stuff from, he's like 6-8 months. It's just sitting out in the ocean. And I was like, okay, well, that's not going to be good for business. So we just doubled down on going to the bins and doing what we used to do when we had to just dig for stuff, and then whatnot started picking up. I mean, our first stream, like I said, was in August. We had 6 people in there. I think we made like $100. But I kind of realized, okay, this could be something.
If it works
so is it
little,
only clothing, though, Chris,
grow.
Or are you selling all types of stuff?
I won't go too big because shipping is kind of annoying on the larger items. Mm-hmm. But we'll sell purses, shoes, knickknacks, plush. Literally
your wife?
Dawn found something really interesting at the bins this week. I wonder if you'd sell the thing Dawn found, Kerry.
Oh yeah, it would fit in. Yeah, it would need a large package to fit. But yes,
large package.
We need a lot of of space for that. Yeah, you find the weirdest stuff at the bins.
Does it have a suction cup?
You all
it does. It did have a suction cup. Yeah,
strange, strangely. I love Chris because he knew exactly what we were saying. Yeah,
he's probably found 20 of them.
I got one right here. Hold on.
The Vegas bins are a magical place filled with all sorts of accoutrement.
See, that's YouTube content, right? That's evergreen.
Tell me about that. So, I wish I could have filmed that, but I couldn't.
The thumbnail
so this
would
weekend,
be amazing.
This weekend, I had like this dynamic shift in my sourcing mentally, and it was really interesting because I've made this commitment to only list stuff on eBay for 15 plus. It's not your 100 plus. It's $15 or more, which is, you know, compared to $2, $3, $4, it's a pretty big change.
$1.50
right?
is where that's my
I
sweet spot.
I saw pictures of you buying DVDs.
Well, hold on. I also, when I was outsourcing, I was sourcing for both Whatnot and eBay simultaneously, right? And I was like, okay, I'm going to do a DVD auction Monday. And I see some DVDs, if I can get them for 50 cents. They were almost all sealed. Brand new sealed Blu-rays.
So you're doing the
DVD right?
auction to kind of clear out your old
I'm clearing out
thing.
All those.
Anything less than 15.
That's kind of exactly. Well, okay, so no, you kind of just hit the nail on the head. That whole storage container probably will get whatnoted. Every single thing in my shipping container, I will probably whatnot. And my new yard sale fodder will be the stuff I try to list on eBay, and anything below 15 will also be whatnot fodder. So basically, all my new stuff that comes in, I will vet, and I will put super high-value stuff on eBay. The rest will go to whatnot. But for my shipping container, I'm going to clear that thing out. It's probably like a year worth of whatnot inventory, doing 2-3 auctions a week. I mean, I have so much, Chris. I don't know if you saw. But like, I did 2 shelves of video games. I've got my shelves back there. I did 2 shelves, and it took like an hour and a half, and I brought in $700 just for 2 shelves. I've got... You know, another 5 shelves full. I've got like enough to fill up five more shelves at the at my storage container, I can probably bring in, you know, $3,000 just in DVDs and VHS that aren't like super valuable. There are some that are valuable, but not super valuable. No, most of the time for DVDs, for DVDs, I pay between 25 cents and 75 cents. Every now and then I'll pay a dollar if it's like something I know is good, but usually I don't like to even pay a dollar. And so much of that inventory that's in that shipping container is, you know, 40 cent to a dollar 20 cent plushes, and you know what I mean, like it's stuff I paid very little on, and if I get a buck a piece, I'm gonna make money on almost all of it. And maybe not a buck, but $2 a piece, I'll be making money on everything. But it just changed the whole way I was sourcing, and I was sourcing with Rod picking and punching, and he even noticed it, that I was like, okay, I'm gonna buy this because I'm gonna do a plush auction, I'm going to buy this because I'm going to do a DVD auction. Oh, and I'm not going to buy this because I don't want to do an auction on that, and I know it's not worth $15, and I would just leave it behind.
So you're going to niche down, but he's not niche down here. What are you selling out of there predominantly, Chris? What are you selling?
Clothing.
It's mostly clothing. So, yeah, totally. Like, what percentage?
Probably 90.
90, okay. And you said that she's sourcing while you're doing the show?
Yeah, so we both, like I said, we get there at 8. I don't get along well with crazy people, like elbowing and fighting when the new rows come out. So I'm like a vulture. I go far away from everyone, and I just dig and find the stuff that I know that
You go for the scraps.
Yeah, my brand Rolodex is better than most people mm-hmm. that go to the bins that we go to. So I'm able to pick through the bones and carcasses and find stuff, while she'll get in there and just throw bows with people.
How are you determining if something's a $100 item or not? Is she actually comping the things out, or are you guessing? Are you like, dang, that's sweet, put it aside? How do you do that?
So we've been looking stuff up long enough to where she'll comp it, but for the most part, we 100%, and this is a thing that I had to relearn myself when it came to Whatnot, is sell through rate, brand, none of that matters on Whatnot. It comes down to, does somebody want it? And how much are they willing to pay for it? So we source stuff that we know we sell regularly, or we've sold regularly on eBay. And then the chat is I always call the chat our life's blood, because they're the ones giving us the money. They tell us what they want, and we go find it.
Wow, man, and there's that much? I just blows my mind. I walk into I know it's not a bin store, I get it, but I walk into my Goodwill. You could tell me, go find this, and I would look for a month of Sundays for it, and I wouldn't find it. There's that right now, much I'm stuff really, at that bin?
Yeah, our bins are, there's 6 lanes. Each lane has 12 boats, and they rotate a new row, so all 12 boats get rotated every like 15, 20 minutes, all day long, 8 to 8.
That's a lot, that man. That's a lot bigger than Vegas.
There's a real hurdle, though. There's a real hurdle to Whatnot in the whole like start out phase, right? Where there's just many people in your auction. And you don't have many followers, and you go in there and you sell a lot of stuff for almost nothing, or sell nothing at all. And I found a ton of resellers give up on Whatnot, right? They'll do one auction, two auctions, and then they're just like, nah, I'm not doing this, because either A, it's a waste of my time, or B, I'm losing money, right?
So you got to do it over and over. And
Chris is frozen.
It really is an investment.
Chris is frozen.
Yeah, and I think that, Dave, I think what you're saying is right, because we know a lot personally who have done that. I've seen them do one, two shows, and then they're done with it, right?
Yep.
But I think what you see is people make the calculation after the first or second show that if this is going to work, they have to be willing to lose money over a long period of time to build an audience.
And or lose them, time. Or lose or time. Lose the other time. Option is you can start your auctions higher and just sell nothing. Yeah. And so that's really, what some people do,
auctions.
Too.
They're boring.
You really have to revamp. You have to refine your picking, too. You can't be overpaying for stuff, even more so when you're small. You have to be getting those lot deals. You have to be paying pennies on the dollar. And then use a lot, you know, you're kind of right. You're exchanging your time and a lot of the profit you could be making on eBay to build something. You got to kind of have a vision about it and be consistent through. It's still inconsistent with me even at this point. There's some auctions that are great, some that aren't great.
I've always said about it. And this is, you know, could be wrong, could be right, but because I don't do it enough. But I think you have to do one of three things. You either have to totally niche down and be an expert and have a ton of quantity of one particular item to draw your audience in, or you need to be willing to just do massive quantity and small margins, or you need to have a personality. You need to be a show. And it's yep. it's one of those three, because if you don't do one of those three, I just don't see how you make it. I just don't see it for anybody. And obviously, you know, right. they're like, YouTube creators do this and whatever, and they're whatever. Okay. Well, listen, a lot of times people have a following on YouTube is because they have a personality, and that also translates onto whatnot.
True. Yeah, that's a really good point, because I definitely use what I've learned on YouTube over the years to help make my shows more entertaining, without a doubt. And people will watch not even to buy, right? They're not even there to buy. They're just there because it's like basically a video, a YouTube video for them. Like, they're just being entertained.
I encourage that. I want people coming into the auction to hang out like it's alive on YouTube. And if they bid, cool. If they don't, it doesn't really matter, because you're building, you know, people start to know that you're on Whatnot a lot. They'll start coming in when they want to buy stuff, and then eventually you'll be able to cash out on that over time.
Yep. So what was your thought?
That's one of the things.
Oh, there you are.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, that's one of the things that we actually have on our stream, is we'll have, like I said, 80 plus people, and there'll be like, you know, 20 people that are like, hey, just here to hang out. And I'm like, you're hanging out with me for 4 hours? So why
they must have a boring job.
Social, man.
I would rather I would rather stream live on Whatnot than do like a live stream on YouTube on a Sunday night like I used to do. I'd have like a Reseller Unwind podcast where I would just chop it up with people. I do the same thing now, but at the same time I'm holding something up and actually selling it. So I'm still I still talk about eBay, I still talk about reselling bolos, I talk about whatever, you know. I'm a quote unquote unofficial comedian, so I roast people in the chat. I call them fat when I sell plus size clothing.
hey, people like abuse, man.
People love it. They're just like, you are insane. I'm just like, no, I just don't have a filter, and I know what I want when it comes to engaging. And so now I have this like little cult following. And before I did my magic trick where my screen disappeared, you were talking about starting early on Whatnot. Yeah, it sucks. We had like six people, and what I did to try and grow the channel, because I knew my YouTube people weren't going to come over because I kind of stopped doing YouTube, was I would go into other people's that were larger than me's Whatnot streams, and I would just be active in the chat.
It's kind of what you do for YouTube, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I'd get people to notice 100%. Me, like, what is this guy saying? Why does he keep talking? And then eventually they would be like, oh, that's Flip the World. I think he goes live from the bins. And then boom, all of a sudden people started following.
That's the only reason I watch Carrie's Whatnot. I watch Carrie's Whatnot, and I go in there, and Carrie says something, and I get 3 Whatnot followers, which I never do. Whatnot.
That is true. If I comment, in Carrie's auction, I always get a couple followers. I should go in yours and start commenting too, Chris.
I'm going to do that too. Yeah, I'm going to start going into Chris's for that.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, I pay attention to the chat more than I probably do the items that I'm selling, because I see a lot of, when I first got into the Whatnot, I noticed that people would like, Can I promote myself? And other streamers would be like, no, this is my show. And I'm like, hey, the chat is yours. If you're a streamer, tell us about yourself and why you should earn these 100 followers that I have in my stream right now. So I just concentrate on keeping them to where they feel good, and then they buy stuff.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I did the video game auction last night, and I started it off doing one video game at a time, standard auctions, 15 seconds. And it was going fine, but it was taking a very long time, and I have a lot of inventory to move through, right? And a lot of the games are selling between $2 to $4, maybe $5 if I'm lucky, right? And so I decided to toy around with, like, lots, right, where I'd do, like, 8 video games, right? And so everything was 8 games. But not only that, I combined it with Sudden Death. And so I'd be interested to hear your opinion on the Sudden Death auction versus the normal auction. And for those of you who don't go on Whatnot, Sudden Death means that when the clock gets to zero, it's done. The auction's over, right? But when you do a normal auction, every time someone bids, it like adds 5 seconds to the clock to give the other person a chance to bite back. So what are your opinions on Sudden Death versus a normal auction?
I think if you have a low amount of viewers, it can bite you in the back, in the booty. See, I'm working on it. I learned that.
Yeah, you did a good job.
On the booty.
Well done.
But for what we do, we start Sudden Death at 2 o'clock, because we stream from 11 to 2:30, because usually around 2:30, I haven't had my Snickers and I start turning into Joe Pesci and I got to go. And it's funny, because after so many streams now, the viewers in the chat, they're like, oh, Chris is getting cranky. So at 2 o'clock, everything after that we do sudden death, but it can bite you. Like,
it can bite you, but
it can.
It can do the opposite too.
Correct. It also gets.
What are the chances if you got a big following? I want to do sudden death in mine when I do it. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
It's fast, Kevin. It's so fast, which is nice.
15 seconds. You don't realize it. You know, like your wife will tell you, 15 seconds is pretty long, but it's not. it's fast.
I didn't feel like I was moving enough inventory quick enough because I have so much to work through. When I did 15 seconds sudden death, it's like 15 seconds is it, and then it's the next item, where if you do a normal auction, 15 seconds plus 5 plus 5 plus 5, it ends up being 40 seconds a lot of the time for the normal auctions. But what would happen, I had both things happen to me. I'd do a sudden death and, oh crap, I just sold 9 games for $6. And then I'd do a sudden death, and there'd be two people really wanted, and holy crap, that one sold for $36. Like, size lot, right? So it kind of averages out. My only concern is, like, does the viewer feel like they bid more than they wanted to? Because you almost are out of control when you're doing the sudden death.
Oh, Whatnot is 100% FOMO. It is literally, it is, I want that. I don't care how much I pay for it. I don't want that person to get it.
Because so my idea with sudden death was that I didn't want people to overpay for things because I feel
that was
bad
my concern.
That they're in there. I want them to get stuff cheap when I do.
No, you want the absolute opposite.
Well, no, I don't.
Kevin, we're resellers. Okay.
Yeah, I understand that. But
are you a 501c? Because I'm a full profit entity.
Listen, I'm fully on board with you. I'm just talking about I do one show. I'm going to do one show a year, and they're going to get in there, and they're just. I feel bad.
But here's the thing, rating, because we could all raid you too when you go live, and you can get a crazy.
But here's the thing: like, you can't control what your chat or your people are willing to pay for something. Because I mean, I'll give you an example: Harry Tornado will sell a Squishmallow plush for $47, and people give him a lot of crap for it. But he's not the one; they're the ones bidding it up.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
It really
there should be like a kill button.
Well, Carrie, you've done it. You spent too much money on an item on Harold's show. Did you feel regret for buying that?
No. I wanted to
not
I wanted
as much
shout
as
out,
Dave.
You
know?
He said not until right now when you asked me the question.
I really could use that $35 right about now. No, you know, I didn't. I knew what I was getting into. But
And I think most people do.
Yeah.
Not
so like
most.
A super chat on steroids is what it is, especially with Josh.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, I think your problem is you've been reselling so long, you know, like, oh, well, if I put this, I'll use something that I sell. If I put this pair of Levi's on Whatnot, and I know they're only going to sell for like $19 on eBay, and if two people start getting into a bid war and it's at $46, in my brain, I'm like, you guys are idiots. That's $20 on eBay. But at the same time, it's like, I can't control it. I'm just like, hey, thank you. Good job.
Right. But that's how every auction is, though. No, yeah, every auction is like that. Something that might be worth $50 goes for $6, and something that's worth $6 goes for $25.
But another thing,
there's a lot of factors and a lot of nuance to it.
And another aspect you're probably not looking at is Whatnot was created similar to Twitch, where on Twitch you can actually, let's say I just enjoy you as a streamer, I can just send you money for nothing. Yep. You're not sending me anything. So if somebody bids up something that we all know the value is less than what they paid for it, that's just a way of them saying, hey, I support your channel.
Yeah.
Well, but the opposite. So the Kevin being fearful that someone's overpaying, it also applies to like hardcore eBayers who are like, oh, I know I can sell this for $35 on eBay. I'm scared to put it on Whatnot sometimes. And then it goes and sells for $8 and like I'm sad. Yeah. But I also have to be like, but it's sold, as opposed to sitting here for six months or nine months or 12 months. Yeah. It's sold.
We're talking about people that – we're talking about the 1% of people who are selling on – or maybe not 1%, 2%, 3% of people who have those massive followings and whatever, and they're just on there to buy. But
I'm not getting way over eBay value.
That's the concern, right? That's the concern. Yeah, you're not – and I don't think – I think if I did it regularly, I wouldn't either.
Right.
But if I do it once a year, that's a different story.
Then you probably
Plus,
will.
You know, in my audience, to be honest, that follow me on most platforms, they're eBay resellers. They're not Whatnoters. There's some Whatnoters on there. But I think it rubs them the wrong way. But I like the idea, and I think there's a huge future in it, and younger generations are going to do this. So I'm not going to cut my nose off to spite my face. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm just not going
to
make it.
Even if you just did it to unload your – your slow sale eBay stuff that you maybe shouldn't have got.
Well, I don't think I'm – yeah, I agree. That's what Dave's going to do.
You got to remember, too, though. Sorry, go ahead.
I think what I'm going to do is probably a mix. I think I want to put some key marquee kind of items. I want to put some personal type items as well, combo picker type stuff, do a lot of giveaways,
used enemas
stuff,
like
used enemas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff that Don finds at the Goodwill, you know.
Yeah, so I know
typical
I know that
Commonwealth picker stuff.
I know for what we do and the fact that we don't pay for our inventory and that we're selling it live, and if nobody buys it, I just throw it back in the bin. So I know our experience on Whatnot is completely different than anyone else's. Yeah. And I know that most people aren't going to be able to do what we do.
Where'd you get the idea?
We actually, honestly, my wife was like, we should just go live from the bins instead of buying the stuff and then going live at home. And I was like, you think? And she's like, they already let you film in there. You just set it up and they're just going to think you're filming.
Wow.
Yeah, why not?
So we did it. And then I was like, this works. And then I was like, wait. I'll do the running of the show, and you do all the digging, so I don't have to do that anymore. This sounds great.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to have to tune in. I want to hear your audio quality, too, because I know the bins can get pretty loud.
You nerd.
I'm
a nerd. You're right.
You'll definitely hear it. We have like an imaginary bingo card that all my people, my regulars, they'll be like, oh, baby screaming, bingo, stamp.
Really? Yeah.
I hear the bin with the WD-40 wheel, stamp.
Yeah.
I remember going to the bins and seeing someone put their toddler into a bin so they could go shopping. And toddler's like crawling around. I'm like, get this. Yeah. Gross.
At least,
you remember
at
what Dawn found?
Have you ever been to an auction? I mean,
at least once a stream, you'll hear our manager go, whose baby is this?
Oh my god.
Follow CPS. Whose baby is this?
You should have a track in the back running just with like different.
Oh, I just want to make sure that they say, like, what the world? Whose baby is this?
Yeah, and then you just have like a little baby in a bin. That's good.
That's good. I love it. All right, let's talk about FlipCon because you did something at FlipCon that was like everybody talks about it to this day, and it's the hot sauce deal. So go ahead. I want to hear. But where did that come from? Where did you start? Not just at FlipCon, but you started doing this. Did you ever do it at the bins?
No, not at the bins. I've done it like at thrift stores, and I used to do like competitive style eating and stuff like that. I've always just loved spicy and hot stuff, and I've always just been like, oh, let's see what would happen if I did the one chip challenge, but I covered it in ghost pepper sauce. And then I noticed other people in the reselling community were into it, so I just reached out to Dalton, and I was like, hey, I didn't get put on a panel for FlipCon, and I'm mad about it. So I'm going to steal the thunder, and we're going to set up our own little hot sauce Q&A in the corner. And he was like,
do you like how Kevin asked you a question, then turned off the camera and left? He's so rude.
I also like how Kevin looks like an evil millionaire just holding a puppy there.
He's got Mr. Bigglesworth. He's got a finger up the butt, you know.
I'm trying to save my poor dog. This other dog just bites her ears, and it's just like, ugh.
So, yeah, I just I wanted to do something at FlipCon because I was like, at that time, it was just like, this is going to be my opportunity to get exposure and maybe not be the bad boy of reselling or whatever. Because up until FlipCon, I had gone through a few battles with people on Instagram.
FlipCon's pretty far from Texas. I would say it's even further than the Trash to Cash Vegas Bash, but yet you went to FlipCon. Let's talk about that.
True. This is true. Yeah. This is very true.
Also more expensive.
So I can say one thing. I live in Houston, and going west is exhausting. Mm-hmm. Plus, I'm not a fan of California.
Or so the podcast.
Where Vegas is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no,
we are smack dab in the heart of California.
Me and Carrie are both from California.
It's because you guys touch. I can feel that touch. No, I just I go where the money is, and there wasn't any money coming my way from Trash to Cash, and I got offered a little bit.
That's why Reezy
didn't
come.
That's fair. And now also, Reezy didn't come because of the money, that's for sure. But you have In-N-Out in Texas now, so there's no reason to go any further west.
They got one at the entrance of my neighborhood, and I have been boycotting it ever since. I've been burning Whataburger W's.
Oh, you're a Whataburger guy.
Whataburger is legit better.
You're talking about fired ex-employee
blast
of In-N-Out. So you gotta be
vegan.
Careful.
I'm vegan. I don't eat any of the crap. I just don't like In-N-Out because it's from California.
I had my In-N-Out. Look, Rockford Files, best show ever. That's from California. You don't hate on California. Yeah, there's a pass there, too.
Got
there's
a Vegas on.
There's a there's dozens of people over 70 who understand that reference. Let's please continue.
So did you notice I'm in my garage? A little change of scenery, guys.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you look everything downstairs.
Usually have lights going on.
Yeah, it's just I'm just sitting in my garage. I've been working in my garage later this week, and it's I like it. It makes me happy. A lot of people were douchey in the comments, you know, saying they didn't think my paint job was good or they didn't like what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, it makes me happy. When I walk out here, I'm like, hey, this is bringing me joy. And I think that's all that really matters, like, right?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you also do illegal fight clubs in that garage now that it's just all gray.
I do.
It highlights blood.
I'm just saying, first rule.
Yeah,
well, first rule. You can't mention what's it. My bad.
That is true. I'm not supposed to talk about it.
You're too old for it. Don't worry about it.
Fight club. Shut up.
But at this point, like, and people keep telling me, they're like, Dave, I can't wait for you to finish your garage. And I'm like, I'm done. Like, this is it. Like, what if
that's all I'm doing?
I'm not really sure what you're waiting for.
Yeah. I'm sure, Dave, through this whole process, you would have received quite a bit of different types of criticism.
Okay,
so what was the one that you heard or the one that stood out that you want to like?
Well, I mean, the two things I heard the most. The thing I heard the absolute most is, Dave, you're not allowed to source. You can't source anymore. You have way too much stuff. Your death pile is too big. It's ridiculous. You're a hoarder. That sort of stuff was like the most common.
And they
which
didn't
I just
realize.
Poo-pooed.
Yeah, of course. You make videos, too.
I have to make videos, so I need to go sourcing. Now, the problem, and so this is like any content creator who needs to make videos really needs to embrace Whatnot, I think, so they can move their inventory faster. Or if very they have true. Like a freaking 50-acre plot in the middle of Virginia, then they don't technically need to because they can throw up another pole barn with their
unlimited
millions.
Unlimited money for more sheds. If you have that, you can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Listen to the crap I got to put up with.
And the other thing is like... You know, it's just, it's in my nature, and I'll say, like, I like this about me, some people hate it about me, but I'm the kind of person who just acts. I don't think, I don't plan,
I
just do.
I just do
crap. Like, I'll just get some paint, and I'll paint.
Dave quotes. We get Dave
quotes. Man's gotta do
I like this about
me.
I like this about
me. And everyone else, like, overanalyzes and thinks and thinks and thinks, and they get analysis paralysis, and they do nothing, and they see no results because they've done nothing. For me, I just do everything. Half of it fails, but
exactly
half of it doesn't, and it ends up working out. And so that's like me with the paint. I didn't take a long time to cover things. I just sprayed paint everywhere, got it all over the floor, and I don't care.
Like you read my life memoir.
Oh, yeah? Are you the same way?
Yeah, Dave.
This is how I talk. My
everyday quote in life is excuse me. Try not to burp on your
show. Can't remember it. Faint heart never won fairly.
Please embrace it. Embrace it.
Fortune favors.
Ask for forgiveness, never for permission.
There you
I just
go.
Do
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
That's a good
yeah,
one.
Now that
I'm
not talking about when courting a partner, people, I just got to put a disclaimer
there.
But there's a lot of people who don't. And listen, there is nothing wrong with you if you do it the opposite way. And the stuff you do is going to be better, probably, because you're thinking about it, you're planning it, and when you do act, you're acting probably in a better fashion, you're doing something more high quality, things like that. My dad's like that, right? And when he does a project, he does a really good job. It takes him four times the time it takes me, but it ends up being 10% better. For me, it's like, I don't really care about that extra 10%. I'm okay with it not being perfect, but just done.
You
have
Here's
to focus on your strength, what you're good at.
Yeah.
This is the quote here from Dave from last week. Matt D. put a comment on her. He says, Dave, quote, my videos are rambling stream of consciousness. Also, Dave, it's all about cohesiveness.
Yeah. Well, that's because my consciousness is cohesive.
Rambling?
I have a cohesive consciousness. Dave is exactly the same in real life that he is in the videos when he's talking to everybody. He's stream of consciousness.
What you just said,
you know,
I like this. Sorry, Carrie, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. No, please, please.
I like the idea of what Dave just said for eBay listings. I don't think it's all that important to have every single thing correct and everything. Yeah. Get the dang listing up there. And
listing
you know
is more important than perfect,
in six
perfect
months,
listings.
You can go back and fix it if you need to, but get it up there and get it done. So
that's kind of what I was trolling. I don't know if you guys saw the the undisputed champion of eBay going around Instagram today with Osborne to Thrift with his $10,500 sale. Everybody's like, holy crap, yeah, you're the king, you're the best. And I just got in the comments and I was like, I love
you're
lucky.
You're a dog.
I love the item up against the back of your door photos and your half written title.
Yeah.
Like, if it's something that people want, right? It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah, and that's not to say don't do it the right. There's, you know, if you're doing certain certain clothes, I mean, there's just, and you got to know your audience as well. But exactly. If you're selling something like that, who's your audience? If you're selling tools, if you're saying, who's your audience, right? Is it some, you know,
someone with money that just wants to know it's going to work?
Exactly.
He paid $6,000 for that, by the way, guys. He paid $6,000 for that. That's like a different world that I'm living in. I was like, oh man, should I really spend $80 on this case knife this weekend? Like,
I had a debate like that.
I struggled.
Like, how much does that sell?
I would never, almost.
I can see in Carrie's mind, but see,
I'm already out. I mean, I live and die at the bins where it's $1.79 a pound. Yeah. So you tell me something's $10, I'm out.
I was looking at a Tonka dump truck.
Too rich for my blood.
Red and green Tonka dump truck, and it was $75 at a church sale. So it's not like I was going to go up there and like haggle them down. They're doing some fundraiser, right? So $75, and this thing sells like $125 to $150.
Oh.
And I'm just like, And I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Yeah, Crocodile this is a case made in USA, house. Bowie knife.
So I guess you
with
bought
this,
it.
Yeah, I bought it. I spent $80 on it. $80 on it. The comps are around $250.
Oh, that's
and I was like,
man. That's a no.
Well, but it's still a lot of money at a yard sale.
Shout out!
Tell me in the comments.
Shout out the midlife crisis right now that Dave's having.
I think it's awesome. I think it's cool. Well, no, Case is a good brand.
Rambo, a little short, plump Rambo.
So, anyways, I don't know. I still struggle with that. So the idea of spending $6,000 on a scanner, $6,000 on an electronic that I'm going to have to test, that terrifies me. I mean,
well, the cool thing is if you lived in Texas, you could just walk out your house and go to Walmart wearing that thing because we have they passed the sword and knife law here, or they got rid of it. So there's people that wear like broadswords in the stores,
broadswords. People are LARPing all over.
I'm not
Texas
even joking.
Right,
it's kind of odd.
127. Yeah, go. All right, Dave, talk. You always talk. It's Reezy's show here.
127. Go.
Reezy picker. Go ahead. All right, fine, I'll talk. So I did 127 sale 2 years ago, and I'm at the sale buying this guy. This guy's got no shirt on. He's got a giant belly, and he's got a gun stuffed in his pants right there. And I'm just like, all
and
right.
And Kevin realized he was looking in the mirror.
That is actually on the Bedford website, isn't it? Just that the top banner.
I'm like, I got to buy something from this
chewing
guy.
Tobacco.
I get this thing, and it's my thumbnail. It's just
you're like, I have
I
to
remember,
get this
yeah.
video.
It's like
you asked me for
thing.
Feedback on that thumbnail, and then it didn't perform that well.
Yeah. Well, it did all right. It wasn't bad. It was an okay one.
Imagine if it was Kevin shirtless with the gun. That would have worked.
You know, what's working right now, though, is going into that phone, going into that house with that lady and her phone, Dave, with all of us. That is working.
That one did well for me back when we posted it 9 months ago,
It's like 5,000, 10,000 views.
Back when it happened.
Back when it happened 9 months ago, it did really well.
I'm getting
that was like 30 pounds ago for me.
He's posting videos he's already posted. I'm like, this hasn't been posted before. Dave posted it. Carrie posted it, but nobody posted it.
Brandon posted
it,
the
next day.
Eric posted probably it, posted it. There's a lot of YouTubers there.
But videos coming out. I got some popping right now.
I am telling you, I challenge you guys who are listening, who are viewing, like set a number in your head and say, hey, I don't want to source anything that sells for less than X today. And just see how you source. It's really interesting what it does mentally. Like it started off weird. But by the end of the day, I was like, holy crap, I got a lot of really good items today because I wasn't spending as much time on the stuff that I know will sell, but for like $10 or $5, I was just skipping that. And I was like having to try to find more valuable items.
That's what Uncle Steve Picker does. You know, I go out with him and he's like, why are you buying that, dude? I'm like, because it costs $1 and I'm selling it for $15. What do you mean, why am I buying it? He's like, won't buy it.
You got to
set. If he can't make $50 off it, he ain't buying it. But he's in a different environment than I am, too. Not that I couldn't do that here. But I think there's an appeal to what I do to more people as well, and I'd like. I mean, what would a Commonwealth Picker be without picking up an ashtray for this? Come on,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well,
if
and
it's
you
99
can pick that
cents
up and,
free
and,
shipping. I'm not doing it. 99
and so
free
I know
that's too far.
What happened was when I started off the day, I was like, oh, here's like a bunch of Disney Seven Dwarves plush, all with the tag. And I'm like, how much is it? She's like, $2 a piece. And normally I'd be like, yeah, let me do it. Because they're all brand new with tag and I could lot them up or I could put them on, you know, eBay and sell them eventually for like $8 to $10 a piece. But I was just like, no, I'm not doing it. And Rod, picking and punching, was there with me. He's like, what are you doing not buying that? You would always buy that. And so he buys it. And like as the day progresses, I'm like, and you can lot it together is what he said. But I was also like, by the end of the day, I was like, oh, if I went back to that first sale, I would have bought it and I would have put it in my plush Whatnot auction. Right? Like I wasn't yet figuring out I can buy for Whatnot or eBay.
Your and Whatnot so, thing is going to be your excuse, Dave. You better, it's going to be your excuse. I can see
in certain categories. No. In certain categories, yeah. Okay. In DVD, plush, and hats, yes. There's I will also, keep buying stuff that's under $15 in those categories because I do get on Whatnot with them.
Especially with you two who get a lot more views on your garage sale videos, there's a lot of opportunity for a Plushtopia or a Mount Plushmore Whatnot auction. You have a big, you literally plan your auction around the release of your video, right? And then you send everybody there. They're using that sweet, sweet $15 free credit, which you guys on my channel and get if you like. I do have that link and it's available to everyone. Everyone who's new. Yes. I would use it.
Chris, like, go. We cut you off like 10 times. After Carrie, Chris is talking.
We're being rude now. We're go like ahead, Carrie. Wheezy together. We're
Since when was this not a rude podcast?
Look There's his Whatnot QR code. It. He's holding up his Whatnot QR code.
I love it. I love it.
See?
I was.
You can click the link or you can just scan that real quick.
All right. Dave and Carrie, you won't even admit that I'm right. Look what's going on. I still put those in my videos and traffic's gone crazy.
I did it a couple times in my QR code, too. I actually messed around a little bit.
There you go. I'm making cards. Every package, see that? Do you put that in every package? Well, I guess it doesn't matter because they're already on Whatnot if they're buying it.
I'm selling $1.50 free shipping cards. I can't put anything else in the package.
I just got a Whatnot.
What's in it?
I'll put it. You're welcome. I'll put the link if they want to be a seller.
Okay. Oh, look at that. Oh, big brain moves right there.
Yeah, we've made about $1,000 off of that so far.
Wow, that's really good. That's good. I like it. So, do you still hate Ryan Roots?
No. There was never hate. It was just...
I'm just teasing.
No, it's fine. I want to clear the air on this.
Tactful,
no, we've
as always.
Ryan was on. He was a good guest. I enjoyed that show very much, by the way.
I like Ryan.
Yeah, we...
And Reezy and everyone. I love them all.
We mended our bond. We're good.
So I had those shirts, Kevin. You saw me auction them off on Whatnot that I bought from Rally Roots.
They did
Roots.
All right. Yeah, he did.
They did all right, but then I got a message from the buyer who bought two of them, right?
Oh, no.
And his message was interesting, and I'm wondering if Chris has had messages like this, but it surprised me because when you're doing a Whatnot auction, you're holding up the item and showing it off, yes? Correct. Isn't that kind of part of Whatnot? You're holding it up. Yeah. So... I mean, do you get a lot of complaints about condition after you do this, Chris? Because I got – this was a complaint about condition. Said, got my shirts today. I'm not happy with my purchase. Maybe not your fault, but if I knew they were in bad shape, I would have passed. Lesson learned. And he said, love watching your channel, right? And he did a bunch of angry emojis. So but he did like, angry
that's
emojis.
Pretty good.
I'm angry,
that's
pretty
good
but I love that. You.
I said I did show the shirts during the auction. Like I just said that to him.
Sound a lot like on that sounds on brand though because they can't stop they can't quit you, but they're also disappointed in you.
But they aren't ticked off.
That sounds on brand to me.
Did you sell your dad's shirt?
No, I said I showed the shirts during the auction, and he said, I know, but I went back to look at it and see if you mentioned anything about it being ragged, and no, you didn't mention it. I really like your show, but I won't be buying from you again.
So I don't know. Did they sell for high dollar?
Oh, yeah.
Like $50 plus, to $75.
It's buyer's remorse, honestly.
That's what I thought, too.
But another thing that I absolutely 1,000,000% love about Whatnot is all bids are binding. If you can't, like if somebody requests that they want to cancel something, like, oh, hey, I decided I didn't want it. You just hit reject. I don't even think about it. I just hit reject. Whatnot automatically blocks them from rating you.
Wow.
And they're gone.
Oh,
and
wow.
You move on about your life. Well, because
instant payments too.
The shirts he bought, he could sell for more on eBay, right, Kevin? Like, those shirts were selling for less than eBay value.
Yes, I think he could. But, you know, it is what it is. Maybe he's not an eBay reseller. You never know. But I would say this, though. What will you do anything different if you do a vintage shirt that's a $100 shirt again? I mean, aren't you going to do now?
I showed him check this thing out. I mean, yeah, maybe I'll point it out audibly instead of just showing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think. And so that's why that feedback is, well, I think you're right that it is buyer's remorse. I think it is something that, I mean, I do it on eBay all the time. You know, I'll list something and I'll get feedback. I'm like, yeah, I probably should have done that. And it's like not a big issue this time, but next time I might do it. Yeah. You know, and eBay is great for that because you can take, you know, 8 bazillion pictures now if you wanted to.
What do you do, Chris, if something arrives broken on Whatnot? Because people message me on Instagram and say, hey, this arrived broken, and I've just been PayPaling them their money back. What do you normally do?
We haven't had that issue yet where anything arrived broken because it's mostly clothes. And, like, if I sell anything like glass, usually they buy more things, so I just bundle it and pack it really nice. But we have had a few instances where someone bought something and, you know, like I said, they got it and had dry rot or something like that. And what I do is I just look at the analytics, and if they're in my top 10 most spender, I'll just send them their money back.
How do you find that? That's in the Whatnot website?
If you go to your dashboard on Whatnot and just right below seller dashboard, it'll say seller analytics. And if you scroll down, it'll show you who your top 10 money sellers are and how many items they've spent. And you can change the data frame. So I cater our shows around those 10 people because they're spending money. Wow, so I just did our numbers today. Now, I know we have a full week left of March, and we are actually going to go live from the bins 5 days this week because we're about to head to Disney. So we're going to kill ourselves. We only go 3 times a week because I like time more than money. So I like having 4 days off to just, you know, be a 40-year-old kid.
Well, he's my number two. This guy who complained is my number two because he bought such expensive shirts.
So maybe – well, are you just –
that's all he's ever bought. Yeah, I just got back into it.
Oh yeah. So no, you're
so it's not relevant yet.
Once you get like a month under your belt, you'll see who your regulars are.
Two questions. Are you worried about imitators? Like,
no, I already have some. I already have one at my actual store on the same day.
At your store.
Do you punch him and stuff and like kick him and pants him?
No, so I've never been the type in reselling. Remember pantsing?
Oh yeah. I remember
the worst time was when someone pants me in 7th grade in front of the girl I had a crush on, and everything came down. The shorts and underwear right in her face. She was sitting, I was standing. It was a nightmare.
I would have gone right into George Costanza.
Therapy.
I was just
in the pool. It was
a nightmare for her. Okay, go on.
Currently counseling to handle that at this point.
Your imitator. We're talking about your imitator.
Oh yeah, we do actually have, there's only, say, on Whatnot, there's only two people that I've ever seen go live from the bins. One was a lady, and it was horrible. No offense to her, but she put her phone just in the cart, and she would walk around the store while digging and just talking to people and then hold stuff up. And it was just, the quality was bad. It just wasn't properly done. I don't think she does it anymore. And then the other guy, he goes live from our bins, usually on the days we don't stream.
Okay.
But I don't. And I've said this even before, hey, Whatnot.
Free country, man.
Yeah, I've never, in reselling, I've never been the type to feel like, I can't tell people what I'm doing because there's, you know, I got to keep it for myself. There's so much.
Like YouTube. I mean,
there's enough for everyone. And I know that we could be at the store at the same time, which we will be tomorrow because we both have a stream starting at 11. He does his corner. I'm in my corner. I know that we're going to find
they ring
stuff.
The bell.
Yeah, I know we're going to find better stuff. No offense to him. I know who my partner is.
How big of a part of the show is she? Not just behind the scenes, but she, nothing at all. Like, she literally hands it to you, not even.
She has no desire to be on camera ever. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Let's get her on. Come on. Bring her out.
People were like, because in the Buy It Now, what we started doing in the Buy It Now and Whatnot is we'll have like Buy Stacy, that's my wife's name, Buy Stacy a drink. And it's a way to activate discount shipping. Because the first purchase you make, you pay full price, and then everything after that, you get 45 to 50. So we always just put that. Buy Stacy a drink for doing all the hard work.
How much?
And how much is that?
$2 plus, and we put it at 0 to 1 ounce. So it's the actual cheapest shipping on. And what we do is we send a signed card, and then we put candy in an envelope. And people will do, they'll buy 10 to 15 of them every time.
Yeah, I've been doing stickers.
Right now, since we're going, you know, going to Disney, I've been putting pictures of our 3-year-old in her little princess outfit, and I'm like, help Riley meet the princess Disney encounter.
Which are you driving or flying?
Driving
to this Disney, the Disney near me.
Yeah, I would
of
never.
Of course, you wouldn't go to California.
You wouldn't go to California.
Yeah, I would never. I would never make anyone any entire plane suffer that many children.
There's a bins in Orlando, I think, too.
They don't allow filming.
Oh, God.
And there's a guy there that I do have beef with, but he's not a YouTuber or anything like that.
I have bacon with a few guys.
He started something with Dalton when Dalton tried to film in there, and I butted into it.
No, you don't let anybody put Dalton in a corner, ever.
Well, hey, Dalton.
Speaking of shoot trees.
Pretty.
So here's the deal. We have to mention this, Carrie. We did any questions over in the Patreon, and we got quite a few interesting ones. And the first one.
Can I stop you for a second?
Okay, let's talk about Dalton.
It's an hour in. No, supplyhut.com.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Trash.
Shill. Shill away.
Number. Not shill. You signed the contract. Don't give me this.
Dang, contract.
There's no contract involved.
Trash. 2 cash. Oh, I can't do 2. The number 2 cash. 5% off.
Number 2, guys. Who does number 2 work for? Supply Hut. Get all of your boxes, your bubble wrap, packing paper. Seriously, we appreciate the support. Get the discount. We love it.
Speaking of huts, did you see that Pizza Hut brought back the miniature Final Four basketballs?
No.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
That's good.
For a limited time.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Bolo alert. That's the Bolo of the week.
Their Pizza Hut is flirting with relevancy again. That's good to hear.
Yeah,
dude, Pizza Hut's still delicious.
They brought back the Big New Yorker too. That was huge in the 2000s.
Do they have stuffed crust?
I did that. They have great stuffed crust at Pizza Hut. Great stuffed crust. I don't even think Domino's offers it. Maybe they do. It's not very good though. Okay, so Susquehanna Picker said we need Kevin to attend the Phillies meetup. He does know Pennsylvania is also a Commonwealth. LOL. So what is this Phillies meetup, Kevin?
So Brian has offered to bring me and my family and I think a bunch of some other people. He's got a nice little.
Who's the meetup with?
With the people in the Patreon.
Oh, so you could have been invited to this if you had been a Patreon member viewer. Think about that. Yes. Go on, Kevin.
free tickets to a Phillies game. So me and Turner, if we can come, I'm not coming to anything, but if we can come. Yeah. Me and Turner will go up there and watch, you know, Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani beat the Phillies.
It'll be fun. Las Vegas.
With our Patreon.
Las Vegas' own, yeah. Bryce Harper.
That's right.
These are the opportunities, guys, that are existing in the Patreon. Just saying. I just wanted to bring that up. Okay, so Kevin might go Susquehanna Picker. That's the answer there. And that's a firm commitment that he will be there. Guaranteed.
we both put our guarantee on that.
Mm.
In all seriousness,
has a concert in Charlotte.
Dude, do you know? Okay, so this just reminded me of something. But in all seriousness, after 12 years, I still struggle when you come across a one-of-a-kind item or rare in which you can't find any comps whatsoever. How do you make up a price, or do you run an auction style to see what the fair market value is?
That's a great question. So, want me to start?
I ask Rod Pickin' and Punchin', and he tells me that my Game Boy Advance case is worth $700.
Yeah,
the one that I was saying might be worth like four. Yeah, you told me. You guys said it too. He said $700 is what I need to list it for.
So
just an empty case.
What I did with the Petty shirt. With the Petty shirt, I went out and found the closest comps I could find, which aren't Richard Petty, and they're not from the 70s. They're from the late 80s and 90s for an actual Pit Crew shirt. And they were like a couple hundred bucks, maybe three at the most. And then, you know, you just ask yourself, all right, Richard Petty, the king, for goodness sake, from 1977, and you bump that value up to, say, $500. And then I'm like, okay, I tell myself, whatever I think it's worth, I'm going to add 200 more on top, 300 more on top. And if it doesn't sell, I can always bring it down. I put it up for $700. Sold like that. I should have bumped it
up. There is something to be said from doing this for years, too. I don't even know if I can put my finger on it. But if you do something for a long time, you start to have, I don't even know if I can explain it, but you start to have a gut instinct on certain things, especially if it's within a niche you're familiar with. If I found a pretty rare baseball card, I mean, you'd be able to find information on it. But, like, I would feel pretty comfortable putting a price on it, just winging it. based on experience, honestly.
Ask people. Yeah. You asked Rod. Ask people who know. You know,
Facebook
if I got a glass
groups,
question,
Trash to Crash.
I'm calling Tim.
A Facebook group.
Yeah, Facebook groups, man. Put it in there. Trash to Cash.
Cabbage Patch Kids, I know people to ask.
Daily
you
cabbage,
know,
yeah.
Ephemera, I know people to ask. I have people.
Worthless.
There's a community of resellers. Yeah, there's a community of resellers,
exactly.
Though. Like,
how worthless.
Okay, but obviously, there's always the option, too, of just listing it high and taking an offer. Right,
yeah,
you can just take an offer.
But what's high? Because, like I said with my shirt, I listed it $200 over what I wanted to list it for, and it still sold within 24 hours.
Well, and I originally, like, when you watch that video that comes out, this Pokemon case, I said I think I can get $20 to $40 for this because, like, it's an empty Pokemon case. I've sold like video game empty cases before from Pokemon for $20 to $40. The video then has font right below that that says, actually, someone messaged me and said they think I can get $200 for this. I'm about to go put a third piece of text in there. Newest comp is $700. Rod said he found a comp somewhere of $700 a year ago for this empty box. And you're right. I would have put $200 thinking it was high. It would have sold instantly. And I wouldn't have known. So, I mean, asking a professional is always the best option if you can find one.
You find an ashtray, give me a call.
And so how do you find them? You go on the Trash Cash Facebook page, say, hey, is anyone experienced in this? You go to the Patreon, you go to the Discord, you Instagram
you
message Dave and he ignores you. A lot of options. Yeah, comments down below. But so I went to a sale with Rod, and I'm there, and there's a bunch of die-cast cars, and a lot of die-cast cars are not worth buying, right? They're the vast majority. But I'm sure someone in here, name me a brand that you would look twice at when it comes to die-cast cars. Okay, I'm talking big, like model
big
cars. Yeah, the big ones.
Right. So, I mean, there's all kinds of different ones. There's
Danbury Mint,
Malibu. Yeah,
Danbury Mint, yeah. Franklin Mint. These are ones that you would probably at least look up some of them if they're a good price, right? And so I go and I find this lot of cars, and the first three I pick up are Danbury Mint, and I'm like, well, how much for all? Because he's got 15 of them. And the guy's like, $75. And I was like, I'll do 60. He's like, no, it's got to be 75. And I was like, all right, I'm doing it. Whatever. It's 15 that are Danbury Mint, Franklin Mint. Like, I'm sure I can do fine on them. And Rod even called me. I was like, why would you buy those cars? Those aren't ever good. I said, if they're Danbury Mint, you should, you know, at least look them up or something like that. And he said, oh, cool. That's good to know. And I did not know I did this well, but I got this car right here. I'm holding it in my hand. This is a Porsche 1976, RSR, Racing Legends. The last sold comp on this car is $440. It's a Danbury Mint. $440 car
this
right
here.
This
show is rapidly
pretty
turning
sick.
Into a Dave Bragg show.
I'm feeling good about my sourcing this weekend. I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah.
See, that's why I
wouldn't even say humble brags.
Okay, so we can get some bragging from Chris. Chris, are you willing to share any numbers for your whatnot revenue?
Yeah. I actually wrote them down. So as of right now, we're at $47,042.
In how long? And since August?
Since January 1st.
Since January, yeah.
47 grand in 3 months.
Going 3 days a week.
Look
3 days.
That.
Wow.
That is
that.
A living, bro.
Well, that's your 90-day total. Your 90-day total is 47. Mine on eBay is 13 grand, so...
So the net, because you know gross and net are greatly different. But again, we're averaging right at 28,81,394 in the bank account.
28,000 net.
So
profit.
roughly $9,000 a month.
Okay, I was just gonna say that's impressive.
Keep the lights on.
Very good. Yeah. You are putting that information out there in public, and somebody is gonna find their bins that'll allow them to film, and they're just like, I'm quitting
my. But do they have his personality?
They won't have the personality. No.
Yeah, that's the key.
You never know. There's a lot, dude. I mean,
there might be someone.
You're saying
no, Kevin. I do know.
There are people that have personality.
Well, okay, but still, Kevin, Chris is giving them what 6 hours a week. People have a lot more hours available, you can have 10 other people like him that are successful, and he can still be successful because there's
it's
plenty of
like
time slots.
More like 12 hours a week.
I'm
hours
not saying that. I'm just saying people
12
are
hours,
thinking in their minds. They're just out there like, man, I'm going to go to my job that I hate making $55,000 a year. And
they should be thinking that. That's exactly
yeah,
they what
should.
They
yeah.
well, they should absolutely
some
try
people,
to do something
no,
like this.
No, they shouldn't. They should ask themselves what kind – if they're self, if they can really look at themselves and reflect on themselves and ask themselves, can I be this guy? Can I do that? Because 99% of people can't do that.
No, yeah.
Right. But there's no reason not to try it while holding on to that job as a side thing, just to see how it goes.
If you're not the class clown that's willing to get tattooed, Hmm. I don't think you're the right guy for the job.
If you're out with a group of your friends and you're always the center of attention or the one making everyone laugh, you're going to do great on Whatnot.
Or the one when everybody goes home says, this guy's a jerk. That's
They're
the
like,
guy.
Why are we still friends with this guy?
He keeps calling me fat. I don't know.
I keep buying all this Kobe Bryant stuff, and he keeps calling me fat when I do.
Okay, Running for the King said, if the zombie apocalypse happened this week, whose eBay room, shed, garage area would be best for defending against the horde of the undead? If you could only choose one Trash to Cash co-host to survive this apocalypse, who would it be?
It's a no-brainer. Dave.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
I would survive?
No. You're talking about...
Or my shed. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your, whatever, your, I don't know, what is it? A container.
My shipping container. That's a good idea. Hide in that and lock it up. That's actually, yeah, that wouldn't be bad at all.
Although,
no one can get
in,
no walls, no windows.
There's redneck protection out in the middle of Bedford, Virginia.
But who survives? Who survives?
Here's the thing. People are underestimating. My favorite, and I think this is a real person, Gambit from the X-Men. He used his little trading cards, his little playing cards, and shot them at people, killing people, right? Yeah. And I have, look how many I have. That's just a few. I got so much ammunition.
Listen, zombies are not going down with your stupid words cards.
I am very confident. I can't give an answer to this question as to who would survive. But I can say that Carrie would not be the one.
No, he's too soft.
Dawn would survive.
Carrie can't even change a tire. Dawn would survive. We'd eat Carrie's flesh
but
here's
the thing. I would ask you to change my tire.
Dave, can you kill that zombie for me?
You're going to let me die? You're one of your dear friends? Really?
Well, in any scary movie or zombie movie, the person to make love first dies, so it'd probably be Kevin who died first. Because he's out there just
Kevin.
Making love.
Yes. Yeah. You never get a call into him. He's always busy.
Well, you always have that one person that wakes up in like the hospital or something and is like, what happened?
Yeah. Yep.
That would
28
be
days later style.
Sleeps in.
Yeah. That's true. I would sleep through it. Be totally
fine.
The
apocalypse.
You just wake up and be like, what's going on?
But the problem is, Chris, he would wake up a zombie. He would literally just never even realize it happened. He's like, oh crap, I'm a zombie now.
I would take my chances with somebody like Chris that actually knows who Waylon Jennings is. I would not survive with somebody who.
But I have a really big case knife that I can fight off the zombies.
True. That is
a
true.
Good point.
There's that.
I have to protect.
He
ammunition.
Can protect you with his midlife crisis.
Dude, you know you're a whatnotter when you have a giant stack of priority boxes behind you, like Chris has right now.
Yeah,
I've got the same thing over here.
Or you could be like me and have a giant stack of Walmart boxes because I refuse to use the free priority
you still,
boxes.
Dude, I ordered them on the last show, Carrie. I got
I don't
them on
know why.
Tuesday.
I'm such an idiot.
Walmart.
I'm what they call not smart.
Yeah, I was about to
you
say,
should not.
Like,
you should be buying them from Supply Hut first of all.
I know that.
It's cheaper.
I feel attacked, and I love it. I love it.
No, dude, those boxes, I ordered number sevens. I got three bags of number sevens, 75 number sevens, in 2 days from the post office for
I'm
free.
I'm doing it after this show. Check back next
I did it
week.
During the show.
Well, I'd like to give Chris my attention, okay? It's called manners. Okay.
Phil said, I like Phil's comment in the Patreon. He said, I think we should take some time to lift up Dave.
Some pity.
He seems like he could use some positive affirmations and accolades. It's been a rough couple weeks for Davey Bear. He called me Davey Bear. So go ahead, let's lift me up.
I bet Chris's audience doesn't call him anything like that. They're a little afraid. I'm not lifting you. What are you talking about? Your videos are going crazy. People are watching crash burn.
They love
rebuild.
To watch a train wreck.
Crash burn.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
I think like 25,000 people watched that.
Dave's getting a lot done. I'm proud of you, Dave. You're not gonna maintain it or keep it up, but I'm proud that you're doing it at this moment.
Dude, a lot of people in the comments are just like, Dave, you're making me feel bad because of how much you got done in such a short period of time.
Oh, I feel so bad watching your videos. I'm like, what did you do? I barely even moved.
Moved this whole week?
No, I moved. I'm playing.
Okay, the Garden State Picker. What continuous shifts or habit changes have you made in sourcing, if any, while sales seem to be dipping off? Also poop. I don't really understand a lot of his comments.
He wants us to mention poop as usual.
I think the punctuation's wrong. I don't have any plans of changing sourcing.
Yeah, no, I just whatever the chat tells me they want.
And we already talked about it. We already talked about your change in sourcing. You're just doing the bins and selling it right at the bins, right?
Well, do you think that, how long do you think this is going to go on? Do you think this is like a 15-year deal? You think it's a 10-year deal? You think it's a 5-year deal? What do you think?
I don't see Whatnot slowing down at all. Especially now that they just keep bringing more and more celebrities and actors and all kinds of horrible people into it to talk about things. Right now, the Whatnot community, you know, I always put the word community in quotes because the reseller community is great. The Whatnot community is still very pure. Everybody's actually really trying to help and motivate and all that good stuff. And I know it'll only be a few years before it goes off the rails like everything else. But as far as longevity and what we're doing, we already have a backup plan if the bins decide one day, hey, you can't do this here anymore. We've already got things in place to continue to still do it the same way, just in the parking lot or at the house. The only thing that would change
is if you're in the parking lot, she's in there sourcing and literally bringing it out to your back.
Yeah,
your
so that that dynamic would change. What would happen is instead of going live at 11, we would actually probably source until 11 and then just check out and then go out and run the show starting at like 11:30.
I've thought a lot about that in Vegas, doing the show from the parking lot. I would have to buy this stuff, but
what he means by thought is Nashville Flippers. You just said we thought about it.
We put things in motion to make sure that we're still selling out everything, every show. Currently inside the bins, we rarely throw stuff back because what happens is if we source it and it's not something that, like, let's say the chat has been asking for, it's just something that we would pick up to sell on eBay. If it doesn't sell, I just put it to the side. And at the end of the show, I just create a listing for a leftover lot and I literally sell everything like a reseller box.
Ah, there you go, Kerry. That's nice. What you do. That's how you sell it. You just do a lot of all the stuff that doesn't go.
I'm super intrigued by the idea of like going out with a cart and just selling the whole cart in the parking lot and then putting it in my bags and packing them up at home.
Our last show, our leftover lot, it's always the last thing we do at the show before we go. Our leftover lot sold for $138 and it was like 22 pieces of clothing.
Are you typing each item in individually, like no boundaries, jeans, shorts? Like how much detail are you putting for when you go ship it at home?
No pictures and very minimum input because I want people to stick around in the chat and be like, well, it says Led Zeppelin shirt size extra large, but it doesn't say if it's vintage. It doesn't say if it's a reprint. It doesn't say if it's white. But
well, I'm saying when you get home, though, and you ended up running 3 Led Zeppelin shirts, how do you know which one was which?
Oh, well, if I have multiples, then I would put something in the title, but I don't do any pictures. It's just title. Really,
there's
quick,
also
I don't spell very
me
well.
And so Don. Me and Don do this a lot because I've been trying like pop-up auctions without any information on what the stuff is to see if it would make a difference, to see if that, you know, randomness would be intriguing to people. When we sell something, I'm holding it up and Don's taking a screenshot. It has the person's name, the item, and then she just goes through the screenshots.
Oh, really?
The other thing is now,
and it just says item 1, item 2, item 3.
Whatnot actually records, and you can go back and watch past shows.
You can go back and watch your shows too.
You can go back and watch it and find out what you sold. But I have one of those brains where if I'm touching it, I'm holding it, I entered it, I get to touch it again when I go home. I know exactly what the item is.
So you are
the bins has no returns
at the bins. Then you're inputting Led Zeppelin shirt, you know, at 10 or 11 before the auction starts. Is that how you're doing?
Yeah. So I start inputting at 9:30, and I get as much as I can done. And then go live at 11, and then she continues to source throughout the show and then just puts everything in front of the camera in a pile. And then once I've run out of everything that we got entered at 11, I'll be like, all right, guys, everything that I had entered is done. So now she's going to start handing me stuff, and I'm going to manually enter it one at a time. And while you're having to look at my face looking all confused, typing stuff, double tap the screen, because once you send those Whatnot hearts into the world, Whatnot will keep throwing people to your stream. It's like, oh, everybody loves this stream. Let's send some people to it.
Oh, really? So if people, I have to tell them to do that. They have to press it to heart it?
I got
to
remember to do that.
Yeah, so they have to double tap the screen. So what I do is I get close. I'm like, all right, guys, see if you can poke me in the face. Oh.
Nice. I'm going to do that, but I'm going to show my belly button and be like, give me the doughboy. Pillsbury.
Well, I have the jaws open mouth, and my belly button is the center of tattoo. So if they did that, they'd be like sticking their hand in the shark's mouth.
All right, so here's a really good question. We are from Ray's Heck Resell. We are planning our 127 trip, Highway 127 trip. Is there going to be a trash to cash barbecue bash 2.0?
I don't believe so.
You don't think so? Mm. No. Why is that?
Well, you tell me. I can tell you. It's Dave's fault.
It's kind of my fault.
A stupid job.
It's kind of my fault.
See, Chris knows what it's like. Chris, would you do me a favor? And we'll get back to the question. Will you tell Dave to quit his job?
Oh, dude. You still have a job? Wait. We're at like the 40 minute mark, and you were talking about how you just jump into stuff and figure it out. But you still have a job? That sounds like a safety net.
You're right. It is my job's fault. It's my job's fault that I'm not committing to 127 because Josh has asked me to MC at FlipCon. You guys can come if you want. John Cincinnati Picker exactly has asked me to MC at his reseller rally. Like, basically, they all just want us there MCing trash to cash style. And so I have to go to those two events. I've got the Vegas thing.
He has to go.
To also fit in the 127 right in August is just going to be tough. That's all. Unless I don't have a job. And I might not have a job. So here's what I'll say about 127. If we do it, we will try to make it at on a day where you're pretty much definitely going to be there anyways. Right? And it won't be that big of a deal to just stop by our event. And we probably won't be able to figure out for sure if we're doing it till June.
Yeah. I mean, I just got to tell you, though. I mean, it's going to be tough. It's right before Josh moved this FlipCon.
The timing's hard.
And yeah. So for me, because my Flipper channel, I have to, like, if I'm going to be gone for a week, I got to film. I film 4 or 5 episodes in a week. So I do it one every day. Which means I'm selling, maybe 10 things a day instead of 14 or something.
Kevin, you don't need to have sales in a Flipper video. You need to believe me on this.
That's true.
You really don't. Just do a vlog. You'll get just as many views and people will love it.
You seriously would. They would love that to see. Yeah, they'd love to see more of the real.
Break the fourth wall, talk to them, be like, hey, this time we're doing. It's still reselling content. I'm going to a 100 mile yard sale. Hey, look, we stopped here for dinner. This is like the behind the scenes.
Have you ever seen me film on the road? Have you ever seen me do that?
No.
I think it would work,
feet finder.
It's not me. Yeah. I mean, I understand, Dave. You got a different personality than I have. It's different. Yeah. I'm not like to have everything planned out. I think
that's
it would actually work. I'm actually planning on doing this. I'd like to do an interview, and I would like to do one episode while I'm in Vegas with y'all. Would like to be different than I've done before. So whether that's just like quick questions to different people who are there and compile them together, or maybe
Vegas
an interview with Art or something. Dave, on the stripper pole, whatever.
Yeah, that's fair.
We got that.
Okay, anyway, so we can't commit to the 127 thing. Essentially, we can't commit to the 127 thing because of timing. Kevin, maybe you're like the lord of long yard sales. Can you find one that's better timed, like in July or something? Early July or mid-June?
A different sale. Matter of fact, I want to do the one that they went up at SSK and Jimmy went up to last year.
When's that one?
That one looked like a really good one. It's the week after, but that's the week of FlipCon.
FlipCon. Yeah, we need to find one that's not in August, ideally.
Yeah.
So, or
might
September,
come down there and
really.
Visit you, Dave. Oh. You got room? Can you put me up in your garage?
Yeah, I can put you up. Well, can we talk about that for a minute? Because I'm starting to feel like a little bit affronted. Is that the word? Offended? Affronted? I don't know what the word is. Because Rod told me you're having him up to your cabin to do some special interviews. You've had a special interview with Carrie. You've had a special interview with Dawn. You have never asked me to come to the cabin. It's because I have no specific skill. That's why, right? It's like, why would I invite Dave up?
Every interview I've ever done, just go back.
Like, you could do a how to be bad at reselling, and I could be the guy.
Either an expertise or full-time reselling.
So why don't you do part-time reseller? Sounds like interesting content. Dave, how do you do your day job while
That actually does.
I mean, MD Picker, she was there and she did toys and she's not full-time now and she never really was making full-time income, but she had more modern toys and she knew a little bit and we did that. But everybody else I've ever done is full-time reselling. It's because I don't consider myself to be interviewed as an expert in anything.
Yes, you
do. I can tell it's bitterness, but that's all right. Listen, I will ask you right now. When you come up here, Dave, we'll do an interview in the cabin.
Okay. Well, to be fair, I literally am the one person in our group that told Josh Harold Tornado, please don't put me on a panel. So I don't want to be a specialist or an expert at anything.
Right. Because, you're not, right? Because
I'm not. Yeah, it was hilarious that they put me up
unless
there.
Unless it's like content. or yeah. or you know,
I could do I could
manage,
totally do a content
how
thing.
How to manage
yeah.
six jobs.
Time management. Yeah.
Did you ever yep. watch In Living Color growing up? Did you ever watch that? And they had oh, yeah. the Jamaican yeah. people.
I didn't grow
had,
up in the '50s, Kevin.
Job. Oh,
that was you.
They had like I got five jobs a month. Like that guy, that's you, Dave.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
Homie doesn't play that, and we know
he doesn't play that.
That's good.
He doesn't.
Let me.
Chris, what did you do? What was your job? Did you have 3 degrees?
No, actually, I owned and operated the number one pest control company in uh-huh. Southwest Houston.
Okay, but it was yours.
It was mine.
Okay, so you've always, but you're just never gonna work for anybody.
Well, no, I've worked for people. I actually.
But you don't want to.
No, hell no. You can't look like this and work for anybody. No, like, so when I didn't have hand tattoos or neck tattoos when I was doing the pest control because you could just wear long sleeves. I got my hands and my neck to force myself to go full-time reselling because I was like, well, now you're unhirable. Like I said, I go all
way. Honestly, what you're saying about Whatnot, like, does make it pretty interesting because I have plenty of inventory. I'm good at shopping. I
feel
can
like
do a lot of Whatnot.
I feel like Whatnot could be a big way for you to be able to quit your job, man. I honestly feel yeah. like it could be.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy what you do?
My company's good to me. I just hate working in corporate America. Like I just yeah. don't. I don't like what they how they value your time, all that sort of stuff. Like it just it's the just like soul crushing. It is soul crushing working at a big company. And some people love it. My brother, there's no chance you could get him to ever quit. He loves having the security of his day job, and he has no interest in ever leaving and branching out. He doesn't care about making more money. He just wants his paycheck and to go have a beer and have a nice weekend
but
and then go back
to work. That's
not
freedom. And I think what no. Chris
he
said
feels
is
like it
it's
is.
Freedom. This is freedom yeah. to me. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
I agree.
It's freedom.
Well, there's the anxiety of working under pressure. Like when I first when yeah. we first went full time, it was like, okay, we need to sell about $600 by the end of the week, or lights are probably. I enjoy that, but then it motivates yeah. me.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Okay, so we have to address this, Kevin, just for the viewers' sake. Alan Shell Cox said, does Kevin know that some of his videos have already been posted before or at least some segments of them? And you ask, do you mean Dave and Carrie's videos? They said no. On his normal videos, he's posting his own content again. Did you know that, Kevin?
On his normal videos. I think I
she's talking about Commonwealth Classics.
I'm not positive.
Yes, she is.
Listen to me. She commented on... I saw the exact same comment, maybe it wasn't from her, on the new video for the day as well, and that's not a new one. I think she might be, but it's very clear if they've been watching these videos for a while. I mean, it is a totally different formatted video. It's
maybe explain to them Commonwealth Classics. That's what I'm asking you to do.
Gosh. Yes, okay. All right, so every, I guess it's Thursday at this point. It's probably going to change to Tuesday. It is a compilation of three old videos. So go back 2 years, 3 years, and take three videos, cut out the best parts, smash it together into a 17, 18-minute video, and have no fluff whatsoever, and run it. And that's Commonwealth Classics once a week.
Gotcha.
There you go.
So that's probably what you're seeing Shell Cox. Okay, so Chris, we normally do like our sale of the week or something. I know you talked about selling the leftovers for $138. Was that like your best auction this last week, or did you have one item go for more?
Let me see. Oh yeah, no, we had a I sold a vintage Versace. No, that went for less. A vintage Versace dress on Whatnot that went for I think $100. Let me see what eBay was. I know I had something.
Okay.
How about you, Carrie?
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
We ask it every week, so.
Well, I'm just saying, I sell a lot of sports cards. I sell a lot of sports cards. And so we've been doing something different with our auction. On Thursday, I've been collabing with my friends here in Vegas, and we're doing the spinning wheel. You probably saw a little bit of that on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
You know, if you get the bids up to $5, you get an additional item, so. That's increased our total, you know, auction quite a bit. It's been kind of cool. I've enjoyed that.
But you're also giving away an item.
I don't know offhand. Yes, but the way I look at it is, yes, you're true, but we're not paying a lot for these items at the Goodwill bins in general. So it might be adding an additional 50 cents dollar onto the purchase price, but adding $6, $8, $12. A lot of times it's fun. It's an interesting thing people like.
I like it. I thought it was fun, yeah. Yeah, tune into Carrie's auctions if you want to see it.
Yeah,
we
Thursday.
Sold a quilt for, we sold a quilt for $151.
Oh, wow. Nice. I went to a sale this weekend, and they were selling quilts, handmade quilts, for $400 a piece. Should I, was that a bolo? Or is it good that I said no thanks?
Yeah, it's a lot of money, but handmade quilts are selling for a lot of money right now. But yeah, that's a lot.
And it depends on a bunch
about
of
you,
factors
Kev?
For quilts. I sold the other one of the ashtrays that I talked about, 89 plus ship. I sold two DVD VCR combos for $69 and some old Sony Boombox 55 for the weekend. Oh,
that must have been fun to ship.
Oh,
someone doing the dishes in the background?
One of the yellow ones. Yeah, Reagan's. What are you doing, Reagan? She's making lemonade. She's making lemonade.
Oh, that's good.
She's pouring lemonade.
Okay. Well, no, you got to stir it up in the liquid. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I have not sold much this week. I did sell a Nintendo Switch today, Nintendo Switch Lite, that I just had been meaning to list for a year. I finally listed it and sold it for $115. So there's that. I have so much stuff that's worth like a lot of money that I just sitting in that shipping container right now. It hurt my soul to put it all out there, but now all this is what I've done, and I'll talk about it in my Flipper video. Is I've got one, like, my normal shelves are all empty, except I've got one shelf that's got some listed stuff. I've got 40 listings now instead of 2,400. That's where I'm at. I went from 40 to 2,400, or 2,400 to 40. And then I've got one shelf for unlisted. It's two shelves, and that's the max unlisted I'm going to allow in here. And then I've got a shelf for whatnot. So when I go and I look and I say, oh, this isn't worth 15, it goes on the whatnot shelf and I just throw it in my next auction. So I had done that with a bunch of tour books, like Billy Joel and Elton John tour books. And all the ones that were over 15, I listed, or I'd lot up like, you know, three Journey tour books to get it to $20, right? Mm-hmm. And I'd put those on eBay. But the ones that I only had like one and they were only worth like $10, $12, I did just a big lot on whatnot, Chris, of like 15 of them, and I sold all 15 for $28. Yeah. And I would have gotten more on eBay, but they're gone. They're in a package. They're going out today, and it's all good. I screwed up on the shipping because I had everything as like 3 ounces, and that ended up being 14 pounds. So I'm definitely probably going to have to pay the difference. But whatnot doesn't do media mail, does it?
Oh, yeah, they do. Now.
Yeah, it's whatnot.
Yeah, as long as you're in, if you're under the book category or something, they do have.
Media I was mail, not. But, I was in the video game category. Can I change it to media mail?
If you've already, already created the label, no, you can't go back and change it.
I had created the label. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I've since I started on whatnot, whatever you know, I'm at the bins. I just guesstimate the weight. If I put it's 3 pounds and I smack the label on it and it weighs 6 pounds, I've never been charged back for the weight. I've
that's
never,
the shed youth method.
Well, which is what I do too, but
forget it.
But I've heard some people say, and tell us in the comments, guys. I've heard people say that whatnot does get you on the back end at some point. You may just not notice it, like they're taking it out. I don't know if that's true.
Post office would have to do it.
It would be the post office.
The post office would charge whatnot, right? Their account.
Correct. And whatnot so far has made those adjustments gratis.
I'm sure if you're too egregious and too frequent, then it's going to be a problem. But if you do it like once every couple of auctions and it's just a mistake, they probably just ignore it.
And again, like, probably by Tuesday we'll have hit 10,000 items sold on whatnot this year.
Wow. This year? So in 3 months, 10,000 items.
Yeah, so wow, that's nice. Whatnot is, I mean, we're part of the Whatnot stream team and stuff like that, and they've given us money to do giveaway shows, so I am trying to build up a relationship with Whatnot as being one of the only people that does this weird thing that we do that seemingly no one else can do.
What is your Whatnot? Is it Flip Space the Space World? No, it's hard to find people on Whatnot.
Flip the World
sometimes.
TX, just smashed it all together.
TX, okay.
Yeah, we had to put TX. Someone went in there and stole
it. And it didn't. When I search for it on Whatnot, it says no results. I hate Whatnot search. Like, it's probably got to be capital F. Is it capital F?
No. It should all be undercase. Are you looking under shows or streams or products? Or
I just typed it in the top right of Whatnot.
Yeah, but you got to. Yeah.
Whatever. We'll put a link to his Whatnot in the comments. You send me a link, Chris. Yeah, send me a link and I'll put it in the description.
Go check him out on Instagram and y'all can
sweet.
He can contact you whatever. So,
one of my favorite Instagrams by far. I love Chris's Instagram. Yeah. I really do. I've always enjoyed your Instagram.
Why don't you marry? Hey, can we talk about, is this like, this is a known thing? Am I the only one that noticed that Carrie's verified on Instagram?
Mm-hmm. Paid for it.
Did you pay for it? Like, how did you get the blue check mark? How long have you had that?
3 days. I'm verified on Facebook too. I'm a very big deal on Facebook.
Holy crap.
You're not everybody's able to get it yet. A lot of people can though, and I bet both of you guys, all three of you guys can, I bet.
How did you find
out? Oh, you literally did pay for it.
Yeah, I literally did pay for it. It's $15.
Oh, I thought you just were like,
pass on Raykin that. Profit.
But not my, yeah. I did see Raykin do it. You're right. And then but my card account can't do it. My card account is not able to, but my Facebook and my Instagram. So I think there is still some level you
did
have.
You a
I
separate
don't know what it is
Facebook
though.
Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where did you see it? Did it pop up and say you could do it, or did
it's
you
under
it
it's under settings, and then settings. It's on the list Meta verified.
And
it's
so
just started to pop up the last week.
Stop getting these scammers.
Do you think it's
now I can separate myself from the scanners? Yeah, or scammers. Sorry.
The scanners was correct, yeah.
Is that really? I mean, I don't know what the benefit of having the blue check is.
I don't either. Not for 30 a month. Explain.
Because it's like 3 degrees.
I submitted
my
news articles, write-ups about me, because they were like, if you can supply stuff to show that you are whatever. Yeah. So I submitted all these news articles that people
now I can comment on whatever, and people are going to go, who's this? Who's this fancy fellow with a weird
name? They're
like,
name? Oh, that a-hole's verified.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm like way less impressed now that I know you paid for it.
Yeah.
But if you still can't pay for it, I want to be able to pay, you know, I don't even think I can do it.
So not everyone can pay for it.
Not everybody can pay for it. Not every account.
Yeah.
Not every account. But I think most. I'm pretty sure all of you guys. Literally, I know Sonny had it available to him, and I think he only has a couple thousand on Insta. So.
Yeah, but he's got nice hair.
He does have nice hair. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This has been the show, guys. Kevin, any topics on your little list of topics? Because if not, we're going to close this sucker out.
Yeah, actually, really quick. So big congrats to Cameron, Gravity Goods. Please don't call me Cam. It's kind of greasy. Don't call him stuff, you know. 1,000 subs after 3 years on YouTube. Congrats. Resale King's grown like crazy. And no Roman anytime picker. I don't watch Gone to the Wind all day long. That's it.
Okay. Hey. Carrie, anything else? Chris, anything else you want to say before we let
channel.
You go?
Good channel.
Splathead.com.
Never heard of it.
Code trash 2 cash.
I'm going to miss you guys until next week. Be safe.
Vegas
all right, guys.
Up. Buy tickets.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Oh, crap. Yeah, we should mention that, guys.
Yeah, we've sold 2 tickets.
Every
so far,
one of
correct?
You who buys tickets helps us lose a little less money on the event.
This is true.
So, yeah, make sure you buy a ticket. Okay, thanks for watching. Bye-bye.